My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is DuckFeed Presents. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
It has, and we think you should leave. We're back.
We do think we should leave. There's a new season, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making an addendum to our previous rank 'em up.
Yes.
Tier list of I think you should leave sketches. By now, you have no excuse to have not watched it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Come on. you have time.
You had plenty of time. You had all summer.
Yeah. Before we get into individual sketches and grades and stuff, do you have general feelings on this season, Cole?
I like it. I don't know. There are things that you can notice in it, which are just like broad changes that feel mostly to do with personnel. A lot of Tim in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, we talked about that even, just a higher proportion of sketches where Tim factors majorly, which is not a bad thing, but also, season one, I think was the high, all time high hitter for featuring kind of different people,
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a limiting factor to that.
Yes.
Tim does play, does play the straight man.
Yes.
Time to time, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Tim. I think that the first episode is almost entirely Tim. Mm-hmm. There's one non-Tim focused sketch, and that kind of leads to a little bit of a different feeling for this. My general sense is that this is a more accessible season.
Mm-hmm.
The second season I really liked, but after I finished it, I was like, oh, that's not as good as the first season. And then on rewatch, I was like, oh, no, this stands with it. This is equally good. This one afterwards, I just felt like that was great.
Uh-huh.
Without having to chew on it as much.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stuff that I got from chewing on it. And the main thing, if I had to come up with anything negative, would be the formula is starting to show.
Yes.
It's a formula I like. And if we get one every couple years, mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I will take the sketch comedy. There's nothing else like it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be constantly reinventing itself for me to keep liking it. I think you should leave standards kind of a straight putt.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a lot of echoes. Like there are sketches that echo previous sketches,
mm-hmm.
Where the joy is in the new details and little micro expressions and things like that.
Yes. Something that I do think is an improvement just the number of sketches that have just A+ visual gags.
Yes.
I think you can attribute that. So there are, it feels like there is more Zach Kanan in this in terms of like conceptualizing stuff. He was a cartoonist. Yeah. And also you end up having, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye in the credits. And I was like, really? Fatal Farm directed a whole bunch of the, at least three of the sketches, at least three of the episodes they're listed as a director on. Fatal Farm, if you don't know, that is the Lasagna Cat people.
Yes.
Also the RoboCop shooting everybody's dick off.
Yes.
Sketch.
Yeah. Similar sensibilities from the jump.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. So A+ visual gags. If I can say anything negative, it's most on display in the first episode, but you end up running into finishing sketches. Like writing and ending for a sketch is very hard. I think they do an awful lot of like hard non sequitur outs in this season, more so than previous ones.
I think that's probably true, and just kind of cuts on a line again, that's not something that generally bothers me,
mm-hmm.
but it is a thing.
We're
gonna go through these, we're gonna give them a tier list, so we're mm-hmm. ranking S through D. We're S and the D. It's mm-hmm. time. And the just cut that out of context if you like. We're ranking them like that. It's worth noting this is on the scale of I think you should leave.
Uh-huh.
So like there have to be D's,
mm-hmm.
There have to be C's, there have to be things to give the S's and A's meaning. If I'm like, oh, this sketch is kind of a D by the standards of this, it doesn't mean that it's not without that's without merit.
It's so can I give you my methodology for how I put this together? We didn't share a methodology.
This
but
is
I think,
not planned or anything. There's not this is way more official than it's gonna or way less official than it sounds. So give a method.